You're with Cape Talk.
Going into our top three things for you to do over this weekend in and around Cape Town and the Western Cape. You can catch up with Karen Conkeer. She is in a cabaret at the Artscape tonight, and the former Idols winner stars alongside Zaldine MacDonald. And the pair promised song and dance and glamour and all the nice things we've got to know from Karen Conkeer. Karen, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for having me.
Dan lekker om met jou te praat vir 'n slag, hoor.
Nice one. Thank you so much.
Tell us about what the audience can expect at this cabaret.
It's a story of a lady coming from a small town, wanting to pursue her dream, which is music, dance, cabaret, and she goes to this a club, and she meets somebody in the club, and she falls in love, and they move out, they start a family together, but then the person that obviously that she met at the club, he deceives her, and she is obviously now in this position where she gave everything up for this person, and then she's now caught up in this position where she needs to make a decision whether she's going to stay with this person or whether she's going to go back and pursue the life, pursue her dream, and just make herself, how can I say, the importance of being a woman,
yeah,
and believing in yourself and pursuing your dreams. And she brings back to the club and they welcome her back, and she lives out that dream. It's a beautiful story. And I think the reason why this resonated with me is because I come from a small town and I had a dream where I wanted to pursue music, and I came to the big city with all the lights and everything and got caught up in all this glitz and glam and had to learn through the hard way, basically, how to empower myself again, how to find my purpose in life. And I think that is why this story is so important for me to tell, because I can live through that dream.
Yeah, and being Women's Month, it resonates quite a lot with so many women out there, you know, who have to make this choice and say, you know what, am I standing on my own two feet? Am I going to be an independent woman? Or am I just going to be following someone else who's going to lead me down a wrong path? And where do I choose? I think the difficult thing in the situation is for people to choose. You play the role of Betty in this particular the cabaret. Tell me about it.
Betty is the life of the club. She loves music, and then she met this woman who is the head of the club, Mama, and Mama is basically like a mother figure to Betty. Mama gives Betty the platform to live a dream, to sing, perform, and then obviously then she meets this man. She goes out, come back, and Mama receives her with love and say, you know what, this is where you belong. We love you. We support you. And you can live out your dream again. It's a beautiful story. The songs that was chosen for this play is also so fitted to the story. And every time when I sing these songs, then it's just something that happens on stage. It's totally new for me, cabaret. It's a new thing. Obviously, the dancing is also a new thing. But through the story, I can live out all these performances.
And it's a great story, though. So this forms part of the Artscape Women's Humanities Arts Festival that's on during the Women's Women's Month, which is August. What else besides your show is a highlight for this weekend?
There's a various shows that is happening at Artscape, and there's film screens also. I know there's a show called Circle of Care, and a few others. Very strong woman that is also performing at the Artscape, and it's from the 1st until the 27th of August.
Mm. How much are the tickets for your show, and where can people get hold of those tickets, Karen?
People can buy tickets at CompuTicket, or they can buy at the venue at Artscape, at the box office. Tickets are 150 rand.
Karen Korkia chatting to us this morning, and she's chatting to us about a wonderful cabaret that she's putting on alongside Zaldine MacDonald. Roushni Ferguson choreographed this particular show, and it's written by Kyra Lopesha. Kyra Lopesha, no sort of stranger to the scene at the Artscape and at various other venues. Tell us a little bit about the Roushni Ferguson and the choreographing of this, Karen. Was it a bit of a challenge for you to now all of a sudden you got to learn those dance steps?
Kyra came to me last year in COVID, and she asked me, she's got this idea of the show, cabaret show, that she wants to put together, and she sees me in this role, and I was very honored, obviously, to take up this role. And it's through Kyra that I met Roushni. Roushni is a very talented young lady, and she spent almost a month with me at home training us, learning the steps, and it was such a magnificent time, because like I said, this is something way out of my comfort zone, and for her to actually be able to bring that out is just amazing. We did it for a full week at a venue here in Cape Town, and it was just magnificent. And when Kyra said to me, we've got another opportunity at Artscape to do the production, I was so glad. And obviously, I was also very nervous, because now it's a bigger stage, it's Artscape and everything. But it worked out so well. When we started rehearsing, all the steps came back, the feeling of the show, it was wonderful. So Roushni has that ability to bring that out in a person.
Karen Krokia, all the best for this evening, and I hope it's a fantastic show. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. That's Karen Krokia and the Women's Month show at the Artscape Theatre.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now, the Duc on Fleek Women's Month picnic is making a comeback this year, and the women's only event is taking place, and it's being hosted by the Castle. And you need to wear all white with a Duc of Orange sneakers and a Duc, or a touch of orange sneakers and a Duc. Joining me on the line is the founder of this particular event, Thandi Mavati. Thandi, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. This is so exciting, because the Castle should be used for so many more events. And, you know, this is a wonderful event that's been going since 2016. What inspired you to get started with this event?
Great. It is an amazing event. So what inspired me doing or starting Duc on Fleek, it was just after a period of very dark space, where I was actually in a mental institution for 38 days. And I came back feeling like, okay, I'd lost friends. I didn't have anyone. I didn't have money. And I just thought, you know, let me not kind of sit in my PC corner and want to blame this and that. Let me try and find a way to actually get back my feet. And that way, also for me, became a question of how do I get back on my feet and also consider another woman who could have gone through what I went through, having lost everything. I then said, okay, let me start a Duc on Fleek market, which it then became the Duc on Fleek picnic 2 years later. So the market was really to gather women to come and support other women. So I just gather a few, about 40 stalls, and they would come in, and then I'll just invite the following that I had actually built from me posting about my mental situation. So that became such a huge success. We toured the country with the market, but it started becoming bigger, and I had to go back to the drawing board. And then that's when I decided, let me make it a picnic, which then has the element of the market. And really, our main thing is to celebrate women and empower them and give them an opportunity to showcase products that they have.
Mm. What can women expect when they come to the castle today?
So what women can expect tomorrow, the event is tomorrow at the castle. It's an all-white picnic full of fun, motivation, and really it's just a time for them to let their head down and celebrate themselves as women and the queens that they are. So it's going to be a lot of live entertainment and DJs and also a talk from me and some other speakers. We also have a beautiful worship that we do in the event, which gives us time to just pray for each other. So it's quite a mixture of things, but really the main thing is to celebrate ourselves and the queens that we are.
Chatting this morning to Thandi Mavata, and she's the organizer of Duke on Fleek, taking place at the castle tomorrow. What should women bring along to the castle tomorrow for this particular picnic, and what is provided and what should they be coming with?
So ladies are actually encouraged to bring in their picnic setups, and they can go crazy with them in your gazebos, your picnic camp chairs and we also allow them to bring in their beverages and their food. So you literally come in with your picnic and you create your own comfortable picnic spot, and it's your ticket, of course, that you get from Computicket, ShopRite and Checkers, and what else you earn. You have to wear your all-white, which is we're very strict with, so you need to wear your all-white outfit with a touch of orange. So your orange could be your duke, it could be a belt, or it could be a pair of shoes, but you just need to respect the theme, which is something that we're very strict with.
You've just given a number of women out there a good reason to go and shop today, because, you know, some of them don't have white. It's in the middle of winter, so something white should be there. But I think I was in the stores yesterday, and the stores are full of nice summery colors, and the white, you know, definitely they'll be able to find. Thandi, one of the most important things for me, and I'm the dad of four girls, and I've got four daughters. So one of the important things for me is building strong women. I always use an example where, you know, women are put into executive positions in a boardroom. And whenever the lady opens her mouth in the boardroom, the CEO or another man in the boardroom would like to finish their sentences for them, which is not on, which is just not where we are building strong women. But a line in your Facebook ad reads, "Come as strangers and leave as friends." Now, does that really happen? And have you made a lot of friends through staging this particular event?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, today we are having our national picnic in Durban today, where we have women traveling as far as Namibia, Swaziland, and Cape Town, and other towns in South Africa. Through that, I mean, you can ask yourself, how, Thandi, do you get to bring all these women in one place in this, you know, day? I mean, we have over 10,000 women attending this event, and it's through friendships where, and literally we walk in there. I mean, you can come to Duke on Fleek alone, and you walk or rather go back home with a string of friends. But not only that, what I like about Duke on Fleek is that some women have found jobs through interacting with other women, because we don't have VIP at Duke on Fleek. So you can be a waiter or a cleaner or a nurse or a CEO. You are equal when you get into the event, and you're going to converse and network with each other. We create a space where people can also exchange numbers and chat with each other outside the event. So in that way, we've seen women becoming friends and traveling together to other towns to attend to conflict. Like I'm saying, there are ladies who met now in some of the towns, even Cape Town, met at the event, but now they're traveling together to come to Durban to attend the national conference that we host here. So it is at that place where women just, you know, kind of find new friends and find new people to converse with.
Duke on Fleek Women's Month Picnic is a strictly women-only picnic that encourages networking and time out for ladies. It's the most talked about movement in Africa and also out in the United Kingdom. Thandi, best of luck for you for the event tomorrow, and I hope it's a fantastic event. Tickets are available at ShopRite, Checkers, or at Computicket using the link computicketboxoffice.com. Duke on Fleek is where you can find all those details for this particular event.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
And it's a very good morning to you. Welcome to Cape Talk. I'm Zane Johnson in for Sarah Jane King this morning. Picking up trash along the Lisbeek River in Observatory, and anyone free to help clean up the Lisbeek River out in the Obs area this morning. Organizer Kari Cousins joins me on the line to give us the meeting details and what you need to take with you. Kari, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, Zane. Thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, the cleanup takes up takes place every first Saturday of the month, and we start at 9 until about 2. We start from opposite the Hartleyvale Hockey Stadium entrance on Lisbeek Parkway. We put up a big banner so it's very visible, and we hang trash bags on there so you can join us at any point for an hour and just pick up trash, knot up the bags, leave them on the side of the road. You don't need to bring much. You need to bring some gloves. It's a good idea. We do have some spare ones. And some shoes that are up to the job. So you don't need wellies, but your shoes will get wet in the grass. So don't wear fancy tackies.
How long of a distance? Because, I mean, the Lisbeek River, I think, starts in Parton Island where you come off there, and then it runs through Salt River.
The Lisbeek starts up at Bosch and Hebel Arboretum below Kirstenbosch, and then just below where they're building on the River Club at the moment, it runs into the Black River. So the stretch we clean is from the N2 bridge down to Observatory Road.
Yeah.
So it's about 2 kilometers of river. We clean both sides.
This river is the lifeline that actually runs, quite a long distance. And I've seen, alien vegetation being cleaned in it. I've actually been on one of the cleanups many years ago when my little one was in the sort of grade 10. I've been on a cleanup at that particular river. And it's just a continuous job that you have to do all the time. On average, how much dirt do you collect out of the river?
Well, it varies, but I would say average between, on a really good day, meaning less litter, 45 bags, and on a really terrible day, we're looking at about 90. And that's just the one stretch. But you have to remember that a lot of the litter comes off the roads. People throw things out of their cars. It's awful.
Yeah, and there's quite a couple of parking areas alongside there also where people just discard off their litter in any case, and that eventually blows with the wind into the river. What are we protecting in this river? I mean, there's a lot of birds and animals and frogs and insects in that river.
Yes, there are. If you come on the cleanup, you might be lucky enough to see our pair of giant kingfishers. Very exciting to see them. There are lots of kingfishers. There are malachite kingfishers. There are a couple of pied kingfisher pairs that live on the river. There are raptors. There are all sorts of birds. There are frogs. There are lots of frogs. There's Cape Rain frogs, all kinds of frogs. When we did a planting on Mandela Day, we came across so much life just in that little section that we were weeding and planting. It was very exciting. So there's lots going on the river. There's lots of life. And it's lovely to remember that while you're picking up people's trash, not to get cross with people, but to remember why we do it.
Kari Cousins is starting the river cleanup at the Lisbeek River. She's the organizer of that Lisbeek River cleanup. So if you have an hour or two, you and the family can go down and assist them at Observatory. They start out, there'll be a banner hanging at the Hartleyvale Hockey Stadium on Lisbeek Park where they start at 9 o'clock. You don't have to stay for the whole day. You can actually stay for an hour or two.